From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hurricane Irma barreling toward the U.S. state of Florida after raining down death and destruction on the Caribbean. Mike Brennan is with the U.S. National Hurricane Center.
And over the next several days, we expect Irma to remain near a Category 4, Category 5 hurricane as it moves west-northwestward to the south of the Bahamas and north of Cuba and turns northward and approaches the Florida Peninsula on Sunday.
Rick Scott is governor of the U.S. state of Florida.
We are being very aggressive in our preparation for this storm, and every Floridian should take this seriously and be aggressive to protect their family. Possessions can be replaced. Your family cannot.
Irma does remain a Category 5 storm, 280 kilometer per hour winds. In a press conference at the White House, President Trump warned North Korea not to provoke the U.S. to take military action against it.
Each day, new equipment is delivered, new and beautiful equipment, the best in the world, the best anywhere in the world, by far. Hopefully, we're not going to have to use it on North Korea. If we do use it on North Korea, it will be a very sad day for North Korea.
After the president's comments, a senior Trump administration official expressed concern that North Korea cannot be deterred from pursuing its missile and nuclear programs. At least three people are dead following an 8.1 magnitude earthquake in a southern Mexico that toppled houses in Chiapas State. The quake was triggered a small tsunami. It also was felt as far away as Mexico City and Guatemala City. Residents of the Mexican capital fled into the streets for fear the buildings would collapse. The quake was centered 120 kilometers southwest of Tres Picos, Mexico. This is VOA News. Syria says several people were killed when Israeli warplanes struck a military facility near Hama that Western nations allege is linked to Damascus's chemical weapons program. That story now from Edward Uranian.
Arab media Thursday showed footage of what appeared to be burning buildings following an Israeli airstrike on an alleged Syrian government chemical weapons plant near the town of Masyaf in the northwest of the country near Hama. Lebanese media reported that the Israeli warplanes violated Lebanese airspace, launching their missiles at the Syrian plant from inside Lebanese territory. Israel made no official comment on the airstrikes, although a former Israeli intelligence chief praised the attack. Israel has launched a number of attacks on what it claimed were pro-Iranian military convoys or facilities near Damascus over the past several years. Israel also launched an attack destroying an alleged Syrian nuclear facility under construction in 2007. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Two Turkish-American men involved in a brawl at the Turkish embassy in Washington earlier this year had pleaded not guilty to assault charges. 18 people, many of whom were members of the Turkish ambassador's security detail, were indicted for allegedly attacking protesters outside the ambassador's residence on May 16th. All 18 were charged with conspiracy to commit a crime of violence, a felony punishable by a maximum of 15 years in prison. A United Nations report warns poverty, deprivation, and government abuse of power are driving young Africans to join violent extremist groups such as Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, and the Islamic State. Lead author of the report is the UN Development Fund Africa Regional Program Coordinator, Mohamed Yahya. He tells VOA solutions other than those dealing with security measures must be found to address this problem.
Security actors obviously have an important role to play, but security becomes important only when these groups, these people who have joined these groups, have acted or have engaged in terrorist acts or violent extremist acts, I should say, and in many cases late because they've already joined. So what is it that can be done before they join?
The two-year first-of-a-kind study is based on interviews with 495 volunteers. They're recruits to extremist organizations, sheds light on recruitment processes, misrepresentations, misperceptions, growing danger, and a possible action for change. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.